Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Minutes after 10 o'clock. It is Saturday morning. This is Ask the Experts. Good morning, Halifax. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope you didn't get too wet in the rain yesterday. Forecast calling for this kind of gray skies for the remainder of the day today. I was just having a conversation with Richard Zarowski, and it looks like we're going to have a pretty wet weekend. So this information we're passing along today may be even greater benefit of you than it normally is because, well, we had a pretty nasty storm yesterday. And if you haven't looked in your basement yet this morning, you might want to do that. When we speak of basements, of course, here on Ask the Experts, there's really only one person we talk to here, and that is our good friend from Ridgeback Basement Systems, Corey Mosier. Corey, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dan.
It was a wet one yesterday.
It sure was.
It rained in, like, sheets and buckets.
Yeah. You didn't want to be outside too long before you were wet. That's
first
sure.
day of fishing season, too.
I know.
It's like they planned that or something. I wonder how many people went out and got absolutely soaked yesterday.
Good for our business. There's a few high fives going on.
I would imagine so. If you haven't tuned in to Ask the Experts, welcome. And to sort of set the table here, Corey, maybe we should tell everybody what it is exactly that Ridgeback Basement Systems does.
Sure thing, Dan. We're part of the largest waterproofing and foundation repair network there is in the world. And we service the maritime provinces. So we provide solutions to homeowners or property managers or commercial structures. We work with home inspectors, disaster recovery companies, real estate agencies, and the such. And we work with these people on a daily basis to solve those wet basement problems, those nasty crawl space problems, as well as foundation structural issues.
All things basement-y.
Correct. So whether it's a bowing wall, a settling foundation, you know, high humidity levels in your crawl space, or that 3 inches of water on your floor, we deal with that.
Why come to you? There's everybody and their dog out there, I'm hearing these days, that are doing basement repairs. You guys really are the top dog in town, right?
Well, I like to say we are, for sure. Of course, one of the biggest things is that we have solutions. I mean, we do outside excavation to share it with our listening base. Probably 80% of our jobs now are tackled from the interior, usually less expensive, less disruptive. We've got some of the best sump pump systems there are in the market. We have 10 different types of interior drainage systems. We've got wall systems. We've got floor systems. We've got waterproof ceiling tiles. So anything that happens below ground, we can take care of. So we're not the guys that are shingling your roof, doing your siding, and now attempting to tackle that tough basement environment. This is all we do.
Not saying that those people know what they're doing, but they really have usually bring one fix to the game, and you guys have a whole toolbox full of fixes.
Yeah, for sure. We look at the foundation structural issues, we tackle whether it's a bowing wall or a settling foundation. Instead of removing your foundation wall and repairing and redoing and repouring a new concrete wall, we've got three different types of solutions to potentially fix that wall instead of removing it. So there's lots of options and things and solutions that we can provide, and we work with our homeowners on a regular basis to do that.
If you found that you did have a leak yesterday during that big rainstorm, the number to call right now is 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255, 405 6000 here in Halifax. And Corey is here for the next, 25 minutes or so to answer all your questions. If I did look in the basement and I looked at my parking garage on the way here to work today, I live in a building, so obviously I don't have the same issues. But there is a spot there where there's just a little sort of leak, and it runs off into the drain. And all is well. If it's just a little leak, Corey, why do I even bother? What's the point of spending money to fix it?
Well, Dan, we get asked the question all the time, why should I fix that foundation or wet basement or things like that? But, you know, from our experience, typically the problem only gets worse. And when it does, as problems get larger and worse, typically they cost more too. So it's a lot easier to fix today fix it now, fix it with us, of course, so to avoid the potential issue in the future. In addition, I mean, there's resale value as well. When we work with a lot of real estate agents and such, and buyers expect to purchase a home without a wet basement. They want a dry basement. So if you do decide to eventually sell your house, sometimes you're probably going to get beat up on the purchase or selling price. So why not fix it today, live in a dry area, and not be beat up on the backside when you go.
A lot of people spending money. It's spring, and this is the time of the year when most people start to think about, okay, time to put the house on the market, spending money on curb appeal to make it look good from the outside, maybe, you know, doing some paint, doing everything else, and then just forgetting about the basement. And I can tell you, if I walk into a house and I can smell that comes with a wet basement, I turn around and walk out.
For sure. You know, one real estate agent put it pretty simple to us. We worked with her and solved her problem, of course, but they had listed a house, and 8 out of 10 people that walked down in the basement turn around and just went right upstairs again. They loved the property. They loved everything about it. They loved the community. They loved the neighborhood. They loved the area. They liked the home. They just didn't like that wet basement. So really, in solving that problem in as little as one day, we were able to correct that wet basement, gave them a lifetime transferable warranty for the new homeowner coming in. And I'm not saying that instantly, as soon as it went back in the market, it sold, but they got some offers coming in, and within a few weeks, it was sold.
So it's an investment. It's not only an investment in the resale value of your house, but it can also be an investment in the health of your family, because with wet basements comes all kinds of nasty stuff.
Oh, for sure. There's the critters, of course. There's a number of health concerns. We mentioned a number of times that a lot of the air that you breathe on your main floor or even in your upstairs comes from your basement. So if you get some of that nastiness that's going on, you're definitely probably breathing some of that in. In addition, just to go back about why fix that leak. You know, it's just a little leak. I mean, there's a lot of negative side effects that come from having a wet basement or a damp crawl space or things like that. And it's really based on the wet basement leads to the moisture in the air, the high humidity levels, which then transfers into, you know, mold and those smells that you were talking about earlier.
And then we can get into structure problems and the water, because the water will work its way up the walls. It always does. And then you're really going to look at a massive repair.
For sure. I mean, we're at the home show this weekend. We're actually in Fredericton Home Show, and we're here in the one here locally in Halifax. And we had a number of homeowners that actually came through, and they got some crawl spaces, and they're looking to open their cottages or cabins and things like that. And I give the example every now and again about we did a cottage down the valley last year, and they had a crawl space. Unfortunately, we got to that crawl space a little too late. What took place is they had to replace 800 square feet of floor and 50-some joists because of all that moisture, and came up through and rotted everything out.
You've seen it. I'm pretty sure people listening or driving to the home show this morning or in their cars, I mean, you've seen it. Maybe not in your basement, but I've been in many basements where you just look up and you can look at the floor joists, because most of them are exposed unless it's finished, and you can see where it's different color, or it's darker in one spot, or maybe there's some mold growing on it, and that doesn't ever just fix itself.
No, and our guys just love going into those nasty basements as well. We do see it all. I mean, we're in over 2,000 basements, crawl spaces, things like that on an annual basis. So we see all kinds of issues. But the bottom line is really you need to address that before things do get worse.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. If you have a question about your wet basement, Corey is here to answer those questions. How about this one, Corey? Yesterday was a pretty significant rainfall. I know you and I were looking out the window with our waders on, looking to go fishing, and it wasn't happening because it was pouring so loud, or hard, I guess. You know, your basement may be dry or have just a little leak in it, and then you get a massive rain event like this, and things change, and it hasn't leaked all winter, but it's leaking now. Is that common?
Yeah. I mean, we've got homeowners that have had a dry basement for 10 years, 15 years, 25 years. What has changed? And that's really what it boils down to. We see here in Nova Scotia or the Maritimes in general, there's a lot of wet and dry cycles. and a lot of freezing and thawing cycles, and that can wreak havoc on your foundation. It can shift and change, and a lot of times what has happened today, we'll say, that you wake up and have a wet basement, is the drainage system in many cases. That drainage system on the outside foundation wall has failed you. And it could fail within a year. It could fail 25 years later. So with that, typically it fails because it gets clogged from the mud and things like that that it could be sitting in. It could have had a tree root come in and open that up, and now there's a lot of debris that's washed in. Or sometimes that drainage system just can't carry the amount of water away, because what we see in our business is that there's more and more rain in a shorter period of time. I mean, just in September, there was like 140 mils in around the Fredericton area in like, I can't remember the amount, but it was in a very short period of time, 12, 14 hours, something mm-hmm. like that. Just crazy amounts of water. So if your system just isn't designed to carry that water away, it got to go somewhere. In many cases, it's in the basement.
So if you put some lipstick and mascara, to steal a line from another home renovation guy, on where it's coming into the basement, you may not be addressing the entire problem, and it's probably going to leak again.
Yeah. Duct tape doesn't solve everything.
Again, our number 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. I know, Corey, you're in the business of fixing people's basements, but when we have a storm like we had yesterday, and it's coming down in sheets, and this is the Maritimes, it happens quite sure. frequently. Is there anything I could do as a homeowner to sort of, as a prevention measure? Is there something I can do to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe I should stop this before it happens?
Yeah, there's some some prevention things. One of those would be keeping those gutters clean. So that the rain can run away from your foundation, your downspouts. We want to divert that water away from your foundation once again, and maybe you want to put in a downspout extension. I mean, we see a number of homes that their downspouts, all the water that's running off the roof is just dropping directly beside their home. So if a homeowner out there listening can divert that water away, add an extension, whether it's 10, 15 feet, whatever that distance is, to get it away from the foundation. Because any time that water is sitting and pooling around it, you're creating the odds in your favor for it to come into your basement. So even the grade of land, if you can, I guess, grade the land away from your foundation as well to divert the water and have it roll away from your foundation, that would definitely help.
It doesn't make much sense to have all of the mitigation paraphernalia, for lack of a better term, on your roof, which is your eaves trough, to sort of get the water off and then direct it right back into the base of your house.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any good sense at all, does it?
But you see it all the time. I was out for a walk on, it would have been Thursday, and I walked around the neighborhood, and I knew we were going to do the show today, and I was peering into people's backyards just to take a look to see, and these aren't old houses. These are newer yeah. construction houses, yeah. and there are still some houses that have the downspouts coming in, and they don't direct it. They point it right at the base of the house, and that's just coming right back in your basement.
Yeah, we didn't experience much snow this year,
yeah.
but if we reflect back on last year and all those snowstorms and having all that snow rest up against your foundation as well, when that melts, well, it's there. There's a good chance that it could leak in your basement. One of the biggest things I find about prevention while we're talking about it is actually on a sump pump system. And we have a number of homeowners out there that have sump pump systems or drainage systems in their home. The biggest thing is it working? Is it working properly? When's the last time that you actually physically looked or even gone down in your basement to check it out? Within our company, we even provide an annual maintenance that we go around, same as getting your furnace cleaned or things like that, that we go to our existing customers, our existing homeowners, and test those systems. We flood test them. We make sure that in the event of the unthinkable, as I want to say it, that you are protected and that machine is working.
Ounce of prevention better than a pound of cure. Telephone number is 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement Systems is here. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Forty-eight minutes after 10 o'clock. Happy Saturday morning. Hope you're staying dry out there. It looks like it's going to be a great weekend. But it's April. It's time to start thinking about renovations, maybe start thinking about that wet basement and getting it fixed, not only to improve the value of your home, but, hey, let's face it, who wants to live in a house full of mold? Corey Mosier is here from Ridgeback Basement Systems. All right, Corey, we talked about it, touched on it in the first half of the show here, you know, after something like yesterday, and you go down there and you discover that maybe there is a trickle or maybe there is, unfortunately, some accumulation of water in my basement. What do I do?
Well, Dan, the easiest thing is to connect with us, and then there's a number of ways to do that. You know, our website is www.ridgebackbasement.ca. If you're looking to talk to somebody live, we are at the home show in Fredericton. So for our New Brunswick listeners or here in Metro at the Ideal Home Show out in
Heck. Called now. Halifax Exhibition Center.
Yes. That's the place.
Change names on us all the time.
But, I mean, our company, we provide free estimates. And with that, we'll have one of our basement specialists connect with the homeowner at their home. I mean, it's very difficult for us to provide pricing or provide a solution.
Because each job is different.
Absolutely. Every situation is different. And until we actually see what's going on, it's hard to diagnose. So our basement specialist would come to your property or home, work with you and identify and solve that problem. We'll complete an inside inspection. We'll do an outside inspection. And then based upon what it is the homeowner wants to accomplish, our basement specialist will build a plan with the homeowner. And, I mean, homeowners have a lot of different goals, really. Some want to get rid of that mold in the corner that we talked about. Some want to gain usable space for storage even. Some have a structural issue that needs to be addressed. And some homeowners just want to get rid of that water in the corner. So whatever it is, we'll build a plan. Our homeowners will know the exact cost. And then we can schedule in for that job. Typically, when we look at fixing problems, I'd say 80%, 90% of our jobs are usually completed within a day or two. Of course, every situation is different. Some can take a little longer, but the majority of ours, in and out in a day.
But we're not talking about having your basement destroyed for weeks on end while you probe and poke the walls and the foundations. It's a reasonably quick process.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you hear about it all the time. People go and maybe get somebody that to do a renovation on their house that isn't their sort of specialty, and you know, they start to take things apart, and then they have another job to go to, and these things go from being a day long or even a week long project to 2 or 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, our team, we operate multiple crews, and this is all our guys do. Right, they're very well oiled machine. So typically, we drop a crew of 3 or 4 people onto a site. We don't want to tie up that homeowner's house. We don't want to create a problem for the homeowner. I mean, we would be if we tackle things from the inside. Sometimes there's some jackhammering and things, so that can be a little bit of a disturbance if there's a baby sleeping upstairs. So we want to minimize the time that we're there for sure. You know, one of the biggest things, if I reflect back on what homeowners want to accomplish, and one of that is the peace of mind. That they're really looking for having that problem taken care of and knowing that it's taken care of right. And we've got, you asked the question there earlier about, you know, we've got multiple solutions. And depending on that situation, there's not too many situations that we haven't seen or been able to solve. So,
and you back up your work.
Absolutely. I mean, we got a great warranty. I mean, we have a transferable warranty. We're very confident in our workmanship. So, you know, I don't want to say we don't care about who's living in the home, but it doesn't matter to us. We also have a lifetime warranty, but we also have a nationally backed lifetime warranty. And when I say that, because we're part of the Basement System Network and they're out of the U.S., that if we ever close our doors, if we win the lottery tomorrow and decide to shut down our business, that our big brother of Basement Systems picks up our warranty work. So it gives our homeowners that extra added peace of mind. I mean, there's some Johnny pickup trucks out there, and I made the same mistake myself when I hired one of those guys to do some reshingling. And, you know, there's a joke in our field, you know, the taillight warranty. As quick as somebody can drive it by and drive, drive away, and as far as you can see their taillights, that's the warranty you got.
So you can stop yelling at them.
Yeah, for sure. So so with having a nationally backed and dealing with a reputable company, it provides our homeowners that peace of mind.
And that way, you know, you're protected. And that way, if, the solution doesn't work, and we're not saying it doesn't, but if the solution doesn't work, then, they'll get it done right.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got a laundry list of reasons, why people should choose us and things. But even with our homeowners, if they go to our website, I mean, we lay a lot of information out there. We are very advanced in the field of basement waterproofing and crawl space management and things. So.
And you guys have access to things, and I'm thinking along the lines of pumps and other systems that other people don't, that top-of-the-line stuff that, you know, will get the job done, and it's not sort of, we'll go back to the lipstick and mascara.
Yeah, I mean, within the basement system network, they have had engineered products that are specifically designed for those tough basement systems, or pardon me, situations. So if you look like internal trenching systems, we got a patent product that's specific to us. Not to say that we don't have a dozen other products, or we could go to the local plumbing store, but our flagship product is called WaterGuard. And that product there is designed not to clog. And it has been featured on Bob Vila, Ron Hazelton. There's been oodles of articles wrote about this product. And that's specific to us. I mean, there's a number of other really neat products out there. One is, we call it Triple Safe. And that's a sump pump system. We've even had to manufacture our own battery backup system in-house, because a lot of those battery backup systems that you source that are out there, they're just not powerful enough to keep up with those big floods that happen. So we had to develop that. We've even got simple products that we get calls all the time for from local plumbers want to buy our products because it's so good. It's called an Ice Guard. And that protects you. It sits on the outside of your house, and that protects you from frozen discharge lines.
Which is very common here because of the way that the weather works. We're not an Arctic climate by any means, but we're also not a tropical climate by any means.
And for sure.
You can have all the mitigation you want, but things freeze here.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if we look at outside discharge lines that are run away from your home, they could have a foot of snow on top of them. And then, basements still leak in the winter, and you're trying to get that water and discharge it to the outside, and it's blocked at the other end. Well, what usually would happen in many cases is all that water would just come right back into your basement, into your pumping system and things. And we got, patent products to prevent that.
And Nova Scotia Power is getting better, but they still have an issue with power outages, particularly in the rural areas of Nova Scotia. And your Triple Safe system mitigates that too.
Yeah, we've got a battery backup system in there, and that battery backup system, it goes on usage, so it'll pump over 12,000 gallons of water out of the home. That's quite a bit of water in a basement, and that's just set up for one. You can add extra batteries to our systems and things like that too, in case Hurricane One happens again.
So if the lights go out, your pump is still going to work?
Absolutely.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to plug it into the wall when the power's up.
No, it doesn't.
Corey, lots of great information here today, and I'm sure lots of interest piqued. If I, as a homeowner, wanted to get in touch with you, perhaps to get the ball rolling or just to ask you a few questions, what's the best way to do that?
Well, if you're in the area today, the home show, we've got two or three of our basement specialists are there and fielding questions and things like that. That's in Fredericton as well. But if you're not, the easiest way, and there's a full resource of information on our website. And once again, that's www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
Are you busy? Can you come look at my basement today?
I don't know. I know we're very, very busy, Dan, but I was thinking about going fishing myself, I'm out.
Okay, Corey, appreciate your time. Again, if you want to get in touch with Corey or with anybody at Ridgeback Basement Systems, log on to their website, and they will provide you with all the information and more that you need. Appreciate your time, Corey. Good luck fishing. And if you're at the heading to the Ideal Home Show today, you can stop in and see Corey's site there. And while you're there, make sure you look for the News 95.7 booth. We're there as well. And come by and say hi. I'll be there later on this afternoon. You've been listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Have a great day.